Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
I was concerned about what would happen to the show.
To get the best possible listening experience.
Have any of you guys tried disconnecting the SPX 990 running the feed through a multi-channel peak programmed analyzer?
I'd do it if you were stupid.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Bernie Sanders orders a cup of coffee.
I would like to order an iced vanilla coffee with extra cream, but not so much extra cream as to take away the opportunities of other Americans to have their fair share of cream. 10 million Americans right now do not have access to cream.
This has been Bernie Sanders ordering a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it just makes me love him more.
Right. He's going to make hotel reservations coming up, so don't go away.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, I know. It's so much fun.
But I don't want such a big room.
We were sitting here watching tonight's town hall, and I don't know. I feel the burn. I just do. I mean, he just comes out, and so unlike the Trumper tantrum and all of that silliness that was going on after Iowa last night, he just speaks his mind in a water cooler kind of way. And actually, Hillary, somebody told her to turn it back about 8 notches. And I think she did okay. So I don't know if there's a winner or a loser, but I don't know. I did feel the burn tonight, but we shall see. But last night, and by the way, boy, what in the Twitterverse? We'll get to Jeb Bush in a second.
Oh, my God.
What, is he in meltdown or what?
There's some wacky stuff going on. And Donald Trump's been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, what is going on in the world tonight?
Right.
Crazy.
And then Ted Cruz, last night, his campaign sent out this email, and they actually have the document in their hands now, telling the caucus voters, go tell the caucus people that Ben Carson has dropped out of the race. Well, somebody's in big trouble for that. I mean, at the very least, Ben Carson has asked that person be fired, and I don't think that's asking too much. Trump wants the whole thing done over again, a re-schwank.
Yeah, and cut off his head publicly.
Right.
But let's make sure the audience got that correctly.
Right.
Someone emailed, right?
Yeah, to the entire Ted Cruz organization, inner office email.
Tell everybody you know at the caucuses that Carson's pulling out.
Right.
Yeah. Meaning, don't bother to vote for him.
Yeah, vote for us.
Hoping you'll vote for Ted Cruz.
Right.
And then, that is some, I mean, saying underhanded is putting it politely, I think.
And then,
it's criminal. It's fraud.
It's talking about scripted, the Trumper tantrum, which I do like, but and maybe Donald did blow it by not showing up for the Iowa debate.
It could have been the debate. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I would have done it exactly the same way because I raised... Scott, in one hour, I raised $6 million for the vets. And I would never, ever give that up to go between first and second in Iowa. Wouldn't be worth it. So
we'll see what happens. Adele told him what to do today. And it's not hello. She said goodbye. Stop using my music.
And didn't some of the vets say, thanks, Donald, we don't need your support?
Yes, because they here was the thought process on that. Don't politicize the wounded warriors.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, I mean, thanks for the money, but you can just make the donation. Don't play politics with this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
because what war did he ever go into, or what service did he sign up for? Nothing.
We're just skimming the top of the fun stuff right now. All right, we'll get back to Bernie in just a second. And then coming up, all things, my goodness, the Dos Equis guy is dropping out after the Super Bowl. We have some of the fun Super Bowl commercials.
The world's most interesting man?
Yes!
He's going to go away?
Yes!
Good, because he rather bored me.
People versus O.J. Simpson. Kris Jenner. God. Yeah, from years ago, from 1995, before the trial started. Yeah, and
that's
also
right.
and Bruce Jenner at the time, okay, chiming in. I have
remind me the story.
Up.
Okay, Kris Jenner was married to Robert Kardashian,
right?
Who was on OJ's defense team, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So the Kardashians used to hang out with OJ and Nicole.
And Chris and Nicole were really good friends.
Good friends,
yeah,
right.
So it's all strange.
That's a movie in and of itself, huh?
So is Jeb.
Poor
Just back
Jeb.
To this. Poor Jeb. Jeb can't. Somebody needs to fix Jeb. Jeb can't fix it. Somebody. So Vanity Fair today.
He just can't get his swagger on.
I know. You know what? I think actually Vanity Fair did this long piece, and you can look it up. Just Vanity Fair Bush, and you'll find it. 2 days in New Hampshire. A condensed timeline of Jeb Bush's psychological breakdown. We've gone from sad Jeb to existentially depressed Jeb. And then tonight...
Jeb lashes out.
Right. Tonight, there was this awkward thing tweeted out by Ed O'Keefe from the Washington Post. And it was really awkward. Here's what it says, the tweet. Jeb's awkward plea to young voter. I want to be your first. Now, he was talking to a college crowd. And apparently, it was cringeworthy because I want to be your first... And then there was this very awkward minute of silence where nobody said or did anything. Crickets.
Like 1,000
right.
people and crickets.
So, yeah, this Vanity Fair piece. Existentially depressed Jeb. Jeb hits on people half his age. I don't know what that's about. You know, you're supposed to look at the video. I don't know. I don't. Think sexually, but whatever.
Well, of course, it comes out a little odd. You
right.
know,
it's a you're, weird.
She's like, I'm 17, but next year I'll be 18 and able to vote in my first election. And then he says, I want to be your first.
Right.
Ooh.
Jeb's friends, frustrated with his refusal to concede defeat, are slowly fading away from his life. And again, just to skim the top here, but Orrin Hatch, Lindsey Graham, I mean, some names that you
well,
do
as
know.
Well, as Trump would say, right. Who wants to hang out with such a huge loser?
Yeah, well, he's the guy who said nobody remembers who came in second. Well, that would be you, Donald, last night. Jeb insists that he doesn't have a problem. He's doing just fine. Why can't you just leave him alone? Jeb lets his health go. He's on the paleo diet. But apparently, the stress is getting to him, so he's stress eating, according to this article. Jeb engages in self-sabotaging behavior. Okay.
Is he a cutter?
Trying to differentiate himself with all that BS against Trump. That obviously isn't working. Jeb asked his own mother to come out and support him when she very blatantly said at the beginning of the whole campaign that she doesn't believe in him. Remember all of that? You know, it's time for somebody else whose last name is not Bush or Clinton to run.
Barbara said that out loud?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Now you have to go back 6 months, seven months.
Thanks, Mommy Dearest.
And it's hard to remember all of this because it seems like it's been going on for years, but it only started in June, people.
It seems like a nightmare that you want to have end.
But Barbara Bush said, I think the country's had enough of the Bush last name and the Clinton last name, so I would be against my son running. Well, now he's asking mom to come out and support him.
She really did say that.
Yeah, she
did. We've had enough
Bushes. Jeb begs his supporters to be more enthusiastic, feel something, feel anything. And the list goes on. All right. So feel the burn, people. You got to feel the burn. And we'll feel more of the burn coming up here. And let's do it right now. Here's Bernie making hotel reservations.
Bernie Sanders makes a hotel reservation.
I would like to make a reservation for a room with one queen bed. I do not need two queen beds because I am one person. And why would you want to waste a perfectly good bed? Additionally, I would like the free Wi-Fi. In fact, all Americans should have the free Wi-Fi.
Yes, they
Whatever
should.
Whatever that is, 10 million Americans do not have access to the Wi-Fi for free.
This has been Bernie Sanders making a hotel reservation.
Late Show wrap-up continues in a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Donald Trump gave a very humble concession speech, which was unexpected. But this morning on Twitter, I think he went through sort of a reverse grieving process. Let's go through these tweets because they start with acceptance. He said, my experience in Iowa was a great one. It started out with all the experts saying I couldn't do well there and ended up in second place. Nice. Then he started rationalizing. He said, because I was told I could not do well in Iowa, I spent very little time there. A fraction of Cruz and Rubio. Came in a strong second. Great honor. Next, this one came moments later. Denial. The media has not covered my long shot great finish in Iowa fairly. Brought in record voters and got second highest vote total in history. And finally, anger. I don't believe I've been given any credit by the voters for self-funding my campaign. The only one I will keep doing, but not worth it. Wow. He's mad because we're ungrateful about how much money he spent on his own campaign.
And no one remembers who came in second place before he came
Nailed
in second
it.
Place.
Good and, writing there yeah, on right Kimmel.
Yeah, it was fun. George Clooney was on last night, and he was talking about how his underoos chafed his, you know what, on the set of Hail Caesar. His new movie is Pimpin' Hail Caesar, which is a Coen Brothers thing.
I can't wait for that movie, but if he needs some balm rubbed on his balls... More than happy.
He has a mall for that. She's suing the hell out of somebody. I forget what it is, but she's involved in some massive lawsuit.
Well, she's an international Justice League hero.
You'll have to Google her once. See who she's suing. But she's going after some big actors. But speaking of big actors, he is. And Hail Caesar with the Coen brothers, it's either going to be off the scale funny or it's going to be the Razzie of the year. It's going one way or the other. But I did think it was funny last night with Kimmel Live. George Clooney revives. Well, so here's the thing. They were having this ER reunion, all right?
Huh.
Except nobody else from the cast showed up. So, you know, he had to revive Jimmy Kimmel, who was laying there as the patient dying.
Give him the rapper's delight. Listen, hip, hop. I had to do the hip, hip, hop. You don't stop rocking to the bang, bang, boogie. Say, up, jump, the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to be. Do the hip hop, you don't stop. Rock it up, baby bumper, to the boogie, to the boogie, to the boogie, to the beat. Now what you heard, he's coming back. I'm alive.
Well, Hugh Laurie showed up, yes, as his character from House and helped with that. And then George Clooney finds out there won't be an ER reunion.
I need a CBC cross the top 4 units. Somebody bring me a scalpel. Somebody bring me a scalpel. Why didn't anybody bring me a scalpel?
The reason nobody's bringing you a scalpel is because, it's, you know, it's kind of a last-minute thing. We had some trouble getting a whole cast of the art.
Joanna Margulies?
Yeah, she's filming The Good Wife, so she couldn't make it.
Noel Weiland?
He is, you know, he wanted to be here, but he's got, I guess he's got a thing with his family, Taco Tuesday. They have...
Would an ER reunion be a good thing? I don't think so. I'm thinking not. All right.
I can't remember anyone else who was in it except for Anthony Edwards, right? Is that the show?
I know, but it was so big for so long. I don't know. So many people went through there. So I promised, and I'm going to play this. So check this out. A guy figured out a way to get revenge on telemarketers. You know, they drive you nuts. Even they dance around the do not call list. So he created an AI bot that answers their calls and then strings them along with pre-recorded comments to waste as much of their time as possible. I mean, my poor parents in Florida, they need this so bad. When this programmer app comes out, I'm going to make sure that mother downloads it on her brand new iPad. I'm a good son. I got one. Mom an iPad for her birthday. So anyway, but they have to put up with this all day long. The phone never stops ringing. Okay, I'm just going to tell you why. Because once my dad, who's a hardcore Republican, was so stubborn, he insisted on giving the RNC a $10 donation and his phone number. Don't ever do that. Even if you're a Democrat, you don't give the DNC or the RNC your phone number. No,
you
it
don't.
Never stops ringing. So anyway, so this sounds like it's another guy, but it's not. It's the AI bot effing around, fooling around with the telemarketer.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Good afternoon. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Mr.
Yes?
Hey, good afternoon, sir. My name is William.
The other guy's the bot. The other, the bot.
How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, actually, hey, hang on a second. Hey, honey. Yeah?
Pardon?
Well, I'm on the phone. We haven't really
I'll give you on the other
line. I'm not sure yet. Sorry. Who, never mind. Can I talk to you later, honey? Okay, thanks. Bye. Sorry. Okay, I'm back. So, who's this?
Okay.
Sorry, can you start over? Who's this? Why are you calling?
No problem, sir. My name is William, here with Design. And the only reason why I was given a call was just seeing if there might have been something, right, you know, in the future down the road that you guys might have been thinking of doing with the home that we can leave you a good estimate with, along with our references, so that way if you decide to maybe do something, we just hope we'll be one of the companies you might give a call back to.
Okay.
you know, like we do interior, exterior work, everything from the foundation all the way up to the roof. And, you know, I would just think if there was something, you know, maybe kitchen, bathroom, or painting, or I don't know if you have cracks in your driveway that we can take a look at for you and leave you a good quote with.
Yeah.
You know, was there anything like that you were considering this year?
Yeah.
Okay, what would that be?
Hang on a second. Hang on. There's okay. a bunch going on nope. here. Hang on. There's.
Nope, no problem. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Who's this? What are you calling about again?
Okay, so that's the bot. Okay, so the telemarketer was very obvious. But the other guy sounds like you're thinking, well, what is that, Drex, if you just tuned in? No, that's a bot. That's some dude who created a computer program, you know, and he obviously inserted his own voice. And he's very vague about things and goes off on tangents. And by the way, you can set the bot to go, you know, to string these people along for 2.5 minutes
yeah.
or 5 minutes, 10 or 20 minutes. You can string them along for 20 minutes.
This is great.
Oh, it's so fantastic.
You just say things like, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah,
what Could you repeat that?
Right. These vague expressions of what goes on. Hold on a second. Honey, what did you say? You know, all of that great stuff. Oh, it's time to get even. All right. All things fun with the super-duper Super Bowl coming up here in a minute, along with the show business nonsense and the late-night, late-show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
More of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Bernie Sanders at Lululemon.
I like yoga pants. They are sheer, they are shapely, they are stylish. What's more, they are excellent for calisthenics. 10 million Americans do not have access to affordable yoga pants. All Americans should have yoga pants,
yeah,
except
thank you,
Bernie. For my opponent, Hillary Clinton. Two words. Camel toe.
Oh.
This has been Bernie Sanders at Lululemon.
Feel that burn. Right
we do
on.
Need affordable yoga pants, though. He's right.
But not the ones, not the pair that Cam Newton came to town in. Those zebra things, whatever they were.
The Versace.
Yes, they were Versace. At least they were Versace. Give him credit for that.
Ugly's
but
ugly.
They were way too tight, Cam. Well, by the way, we have a Cam coming up here on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. Oh, so I was talking about the AI, the computer program that messes with telemarketers. Sounds just like a human voice. So the human voice, and then you hear the guy on the phone, is the telemarketer. But the human voice is the bot program that messes with telemarketers.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Good afternoon. Hello?
See, and that goes on. You can make that go on for 20 minutes. So let's take a call here.
But Richard in San Jose has his own way to do it.
Richard, you have your own AI to deal with the telemarketers?
I'll tell you what. I'm cracking up. I'm trying to compose myself after that last clip.
Bernie, yeah, isn't that fun?
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so I've got a number of ways to deal with telemarketers. But when I get a call that I recognize or I don't recognize the caller ID, I simply say hello, and they start on their spiel. And then I interrupt them by saying hello again. And they're starting to be a little apprehensive, and I say it again a third time, hello. And then finally I take my phone away from my ear, I hold it about arm's length, and I yell out as loud as I can, hey, Mike, I thought you said they fixed these damn phones. And I say... Then I say to the person on the phone, hey, listen, if you can hear me, call me back because I can't hear you.
And this goes on and on. Well, okay. Well, you got your thing going. It sounds like you have too much time.
Except
on
they
your
never
hands,
call back.
But they never call back. Well, you get on that damn list. I mean, that's the problem if you answer. I mean, the worst now is they call your cell phone. You know, and then with an Apple phone, I guess you can do it with an Android, but on my iPhone, you can block the number, but they always call back with different numbers. All right, Super Bowl on the way. I mentioned Cam Newton, and you remember, let's go back to the 90s. George gets caught double dipping.
What are you doing? What? Did you just double dip that chip?
Excuse me?
You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
So?
That's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip. From now on, when you take a chip, just take one dip and end it.
Well, I'm sorry, Timmy,
but I don't dip that way. Oh, you don't, huh?
No. You dip the way you want to dip, I'll dip the way I want to dip.
Give me the chip!
Hey,
get off! Give me the chip!
classic Seinfeldism. But actually, that was at a funeral, if you remember. I mean, if you're a real Seinfeld geek. But scientists at Tulane did a study to show that going to Super Bowl parties can kill you. They found that people die from the flu in greater numbers when their city's team plays in the Super Bowl. So Denver and, Carolina, you have been warned.
It's people that are staying at home and hosting small local gatherings, so your Super Bowl party, that are actually passing influenza among themselves. Every year we have these parties that we go to, and it changes mixing patterns, and you are coughing and sneezing and, say, sharing chips and dip with people that you often don't, and so we get the influenza transmitted in novel ways that's then going to eventually wind up, you know, in the lungs of a 65-year-old.
Yes.
It's far cheaper for people to wash their hands or to just get the flu shot. And so those prevention activities can protect you. A giant sign above the dip that says, scoop once.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Super Bowl
Thank
of
you very
death.
Much, Tulane. But here's, this is the simple answer. Just drink more after you double dip. I think the alcohol will take care of that. Seriously. Cam Newton claims his one-month-old son can already walk.
I was going to bring Lil Chosen with me, but I didn't think he could walk down the steps yet. He's already walking, if you ain't know. He a month old.
Did you catch that name?
Lil Chosen?
Lil Chosen.
Good Lord.
Yeah. That might be the celebrity name of the year so far. Chosen.
Cam Newton gave his baby the greatest name since Jermaine Jackson named his son Jermajesty. It's a spectacular name, but he also made a claim that rivals even those made about deceased North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il.
I was going to bring Lil Chosen with me, but I didn't think he could walk down the steps yet. He's already walking, if you ain't know. He a month old.
His kid's name... Child's name is Chosen, or LaChoser. Kanye must be kicking himself for not coming up with that. If I was Cam Newton, I would have named the baby Fig. I would have, because, I mean, think about it, free cookies for life.
And somebody had to mention one of the Kardashians. Okay, well, yeah, they had to mention Kanye. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is why America doesn't deserve a better president than Donald Trump. On Monday, Kim Kardashian asked her Twitter followers to vote on which name for Kanye West's upcoming album they like the best, Swish, Waves, or So Help Me God. More than 439,000 people voted. So Help Me God won, by the way. In Monday's Iowa caucus, 365,000 votes were cast. So, you know, Kanye beat him by almost 100 grand. Just saying, people. Just saying. Okay, speaking of Super Bowl... Well, if you enjoyed the most interesting man in the world, get ready to say goodbye, because he will be retiring after Sunday's Super Bowl. I think it would have been cool to be the most interesting man in the world, but that will be his last appearance.
But he so wasn't, so bye-bye.
Yeah, let's take this.
The police often question him just because they find him interesting. His beard alone has experienced more than a lesser man's entire body. His blood smells like cologne. He is the most interesting man in the world. He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room.
Oh, brother.
His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I think it's great, and wouldn't you want to be that dude? And by the way, his name is Jonathan Goldsmith, and he's been starring in The Most Interesting Man in the World for Dos Equis since 2006. I mean, he's got to get that everywhere he goes. Don't you want to be that dude?
You look like the most interesting man in the world. And he's like, I am. And you know what? He never had to do anything but look good, because there was always a voiceover.
And he
never actually had to be interesting, which I guess is why it never resonated with me.
Well, maybe it's a demographic thing. I don't know. But, or a gender thing. But my favorite part of the whole campaign was, I don't really drink beer, but when I do.
Yeah, that just seems so lame. Like, wow, that's how you're selling beer? Okay.
Yeah, I don't usually drink beer. By the way, tomorrow
night. Yeah, because he drinks something more interesting. He's not a slob.
Right. Exactly. Bring on the gin and tonic and the bourbon.
Yeah.
Bring on the good stuff.
He's kind of like a Bond. He drinks a martini, you know, anyway. Or a Lubbertini when he's feeling a little wild.
We all need one of those by the end of this week. That's for damn sure. Hey, tomorrow night we're going to have an ad exec on, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a Madison Street guru.
A journalist, actually, from Adweek. So she covers this stuff as her livelihood all year long. And she's got some hits, runs, and errors.
Okay, well, because we have the best and I have the best. I suppose there are the worst Super Bowl ads, and we'll be playing them tomorrow night at 7 o'clock or 8 during the 7 o'clock hour. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up and the good news on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Puxatawny Phil did not see his shadow. That means we will have a short winter. That made... obviously made a lot of people happy, not me, because I am a groundhog denier. I don't think all the science is in on whether weather forecasting rodents exist. Sure, 98% of climate veterinarians believe that groundhogs can affect the seasonal tilt of the Earth's axis. Something to do with the burrowing, evidently. Maybe they're taking core samples down there, I don't know. But I just don't buy it. I mean, how much ground could a groundhog hog if a groundhog could hog ground?
That's just perfect.
Groundhog denier.
Hey,
awesome.
Have you watched, and I wanted to watch it today, and I could have done it on demand, but I was going to FX. Yeah,
OJ.
American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson premiered last night, and it got great reviews in honor of it. HuffPo dug up an old interview from 1995 with Chris and Bruce Jenner a week before the jury read the verdict. Now, Robert Kardashian was part of O.J.'s defense team. He's Kim Kardashian's dad and Chris's husband. Then, in the interview, he passed away. But in the interview, Chris talked about the fondness she shared with O.J. Simpson.
Have you talked to O.J. Simpson at all since this happened?
I've talked to him a few times from jail. He called me. I believe that he was reaching out, and I've known him for 20 years.
What did he say to you?
I didn't do it.
Unprompted?
Unprompted.
What did you say when he said I didn't do it?
You know, it was so early on, and I just listened to him, and I think he listened to me, you know, because I think there was a fondness that the two of us had for each other for a long time. You know, we were friends.
It's all very strange. I mean, down there in Brentwood, there was this tight circle, and they were involved in the circle with Nicole and, you know, all things Kardashian at the moment, including Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner, back in the day, talked about and saying that he had no idea O.J. Simpson was abusing Nicole.
I think you have to find out a lot more about your friends. Sometimes you just don't know. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
You had no idea that the abuse in the marriage was going on?
We knew it was a strained relationship. We had no idea about the larger scales that were going on here. We have to see justice here. Two people were brutally, I mean, I saw the pictures today for the first time, brutally, brutally murdered here. Somebody's got to pay for that crime, and they got to pay for it for a long time. And if it doesn't happen, you know, whatever the jury comes up with, there's got to be justice in this case. And if the jury, you know, I hope in the jury system, you know, I'm pulling for these people, you know, I'm hoping they make the right decision.
Well, apparently, I guess they didn't. You know, I have to tell you, the most surprising thing about this whole thing is how, you know, the robbery that happened in Las Vegas. How many years is he going to be locked up for that? I don't know. I'm just saying off the top of my head. I'm just curious because, you know, that whole thing that went down in Las Vegas and he's in jail. I don't know what he got, 7, 10. I have no idea how many years he got. But I was thinking about it today. You know, so O.J. Simpson, I suppose, allegedly, perhaps in my opinion, he got away with murder. But how many years does he serve for being involved in that robbery, taking his stuff back from that Las Vegas hotel room? I mean, I think the average person would have gotten like a year or two, right? Just seems like he's been in there for a long time for that crime. I mean, just saying. You know, not that I'm looking for OJ to play golf with or anything, by any means. It just seems...
It's been a while.
I think the average Joe, OJ... would have been out by now for just jacking his own stuff back. I guess there was a gun involved, but I don't think there was any gun. There was no gun play.
It could just be some judge going, you know, I know you killed your wife, so I'm going to give you extra time.
I know, but you can't do that.
Is that where
you're
going?
That's double jeopardy.
Well,
yeah, right.
But that happens. Stuff like that happens all the time. Haven't you watched Making a Murderer?
right.
Not to be crazy.
Exactly.
But,
I know where you're going with this. And that's what I think.
That, I can't think of her name right now. Wendy Patrick, maybe? We had that L.A. celebrity lawyer gal.
I think it's a
good
question.
She knows that stuff.
I mean, you know, how many years would the average person serve for that crime? Let me see really quickly. Just see. Thank God for Google. O.J. Simpson, Las Vegas robbery case. Okay, so here we go. let me see. He was prosecuted in 2008 in the state of Nevada. Blah, 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 blah. On the night of September 13th, 2007, a group of men led by Simpson entered the room at the Palace Station in Vegas. And this dude, a sports memorabilia dealer, testified that the group of men broke into his hotel room, stole various sports memorabilia at gunpoint. 3 days later, on September 16th, 2007. Okay, so see my point? It's been 9 years. Do you think
Wow.
the average person for that would be locked up 9 years? Just saying. Just saying. Seems a little bit, you know, I get it. And I'm sure, you know, the Goldmans and like, well, throw away the key.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down with that. But I'm just, you know, just thinking out loud here. How many years? Simpson was sentenced to 33 years in prison, eligible for parole in nine. Ooh, in October of 2017.
Here it
so
comes.
Next year. Yeah. I don't know. So 33 years for that crime. Doesn't that seem excessive for that crime? You know, I know there's tons of people, conventional wisdom say, well, he murdered two people. He should stay there for the rest of his life. But that's not the way this is supposed to work.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's thank our guest, Kelly Sullivan Walden, the new Love, Sex, and Relationship Dream Dictionary. She was on during the 8 o'clock hour. She was fantastic. Check out the podcast at KGORadio.com. Go get her book. I mean, boy, you want to talk about have fun with your partner. Just throw that book to your partner and say,
interpreting.
Do you think about any of these things?
1,000 common dreams and symbols
in
your dreams.
It's all good. All right. Have a great night. We'll make more tomorrow night on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. We are the new Americana. Oh, this song is what I hear in my sleep. Speaking of dreams. High on legal marijuana? For God's sakes, people.
It's all legal.
I know.
I keep trying to tell you that's the point of the song.
Thank you, Halsey. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.